should have in your packet the response from Lee County Economic Development. I don't know if you've had a really good chance to go over it. Kind of depends on. But we had requested this information. We give $50,000. We have been giving $50,000 a year to KEDC, which is funneled into Lee County Economic Development. And I think a lot of people were concerned about how the that there wasn't any search for the new economic development executive director. And now I've made my feelings known to Lee County Economic Development Group. I'm not happy with it, but you know, I'll leave it up to the council members who do the voting. And I don't know if you're requesting, making a request, or you're just here to see what we say. Very, very silent group.
We want to talk.
Go ahead. That's what I'm saying. This is
do I need to get up there?
Yeah. Just not used to it. Okay. Not used to the forum.
I need to state your name and address so we get it in our minutes.
I'm Dave Schwartz, chairman of Lee County Economic Development. I guess the very first thing I need to do is talk about when we make a change internally, we've always kind of done it from a standpoint of we're a private 501c3. Had we gone out and opened it up to a nationwide search, I mean, we could have done that. We spent over 4 hours in a discussion just on that. Felt that we had a very good person that had already been on our board for years. We took a good look at what other economic development corporations have done. And just regionally, there's several that have promoted from within. So we felt that that was obviously an okay thing for us to do. We looked at our bylaws. The bylaws basically say that we have that right to promote from within, and looking at the entire situation, we had a person that's been with us, oh my gosh, close to five years, very active in the community, has had a lot more experience in economic development than what I guess I'll say he's been given credit for. If you look at his Joe's resume, it's very deep. He's had many years of, and it's not just what time he's spent here, it's actually been in other communities where he has put an awful lot of effort, a lot of time into working economic development. And then, of course, he was involved in Keokuk Economic Development and the years that he spent with us. So I am not... I'm having a hard time looking at it from a perspective that it should have been just opened up nationwide and we would have spent 3-4 months probably going through that process. And
I don't think anybody was concerned with nationwide. I think what we're concerned with, when we hired Aaron sitting next to me, we went out for a statewide and it kind of got into Minnesota Missouri, you don't have to go nationwide to find somebody that can do the job. My problem is I've been working for the city for 7 years. Mm-hmm. I have a background in law. It doesn't make me an expert in economic development. And I've been working economic development in the city. And I know I'm not qualified to do the job. And that's one of my problems. Further, and I think I told you guys this, that in the legal realm, we have canons of ethics, and one of them is that you always avoid even the appearance of impropriety. And when you get somebody off your own board, to me, that's an appearance of impropriety.
And I, you know, we appreciate that, totally understand it. At the time, it did not seem that, from our perception, that we were, I guess, creating a negative out there. We felt that we had a very strong candidate who everybody in the community knows, and
we're
just
about people looking to come in here. We're not worried about what the community cares. We want to know. We give, it's a very small amount, maybe to you guys, $50,000. It's a lot to us, but if we're given $50,000, we want the best person doing the job.
Totally understand and totally appreciate that. And we felt we had a very good candidate there, and still do.
But the reason why there was a vacancy, was there a vacancy there for you to fill, or did you create a vacancy?
We created a vacancy.
Was the person that left, they were not doing the job that you wanted?
There was some internal issues, and yeah, that was why the board decided to make the change. And that change had been decided upon prior to a change with in Joe's situation. We didn't even know if Joe was going to accept the position when we sat around for over four hours and made the discussions and agreed to make the change. At that point, we did not know that Joe would.
The individual that was let go, were they put on notice? Were they told their work was not up to par, and that if it didn't change or something, that he would?
Yeah.
Phil's
got a lot of HR. Phil was very much involved in it, so I'm going to let him speak to that issue.
My name is Phil Hecht, and I live at 215 Crescent Lane in Fort Madison. I've been on the board since
5-6 years.
Yeah, I think 2004, something like that. We're not at liberty to talk about personnel matters. You wouldn't be able to do that, and nor can we, nor can any organization do that in terms of what internally went on. There were issues, and some of those were not resolvable. So we've moved on to, again, we sure appreciate genuinely the $50,000 that you have provided us. The reality is we have multiple stakeholders. We have an industrial base that is crying out for our help for workforce development issues, training, etc. We were very instrumental in helping your high school's industrial education program to go forward. It had already died. And we were very instrumental in resurrecting that with others. Again, none of this is done by one person. It takes a team to get stuff done. And so we need lots of different expertise, not only on our board, but on our staff. And we have expanded staff over the last 4 years or so and put in place competencies to be able to go out and do marketing. If you look at our website today, and if you've ever seen the website before, I think you can even, it's probably even still exists, the old website. It is a world of difference. We have a first-class website. The hits per month are tremendous compared to what we used to have. We have reached out marketing-wise. There are lots of things that we are now do that we never did before. And our strategic plan, which you have a copy of, grows out of surveys of our constituents in this county, all our stakeholders, from the education field to the industrial to the government, et cetera. Those folks have been, we had, I don't know how many interviews.
60 plus
interviews that we did to get input. What we do as an organization reflects what our stakeholders want us to be doing. And that is exactly what we're doing. That was not the case 4 or 5 years ago. Not at all. There is more to economic development than one thin slice. Today, 80% of all new jobs will be created by the industries that exist in the county, not new ones. We have firms in this county who have expressed to us that they cannot get technical help enough to start up another line that their headquarters company wants them to start up. And if they don't get the technical people to do it, their headquarters have said, we're not going to add those people. And I think it was 70 people, something like that. They also said that in reality, if we can't grow here in Lee County, We can't stay here in Lee County. And that puts several hundreds more jobs in jeopardy. So that's why we have a large effort going forward with workforce development, because it is our future. And when I say our future, I mean everybody in this room. It's our future. Without workforce development, we're not going to be here.
I understand that you guys have the right to hire and fire who you feel is appropriate. Okay? I have a problem with the quality of person that you hire. Now, I can't tell you how to do anything. I'd be presumptuous to do that. However, again, we're putting money into this, and I want to know we're getting a bang for the buck. And one of the things about, you talk about workforce development, you talk about some of these other things, they didn't just start when you changed executive directors. Those have been going on for a while.
But not because of that executive director, because he was not supportive of workforce development. I'll just say it. He was not.
I would just, I'm Kathy Gable. I'm from 3597 270th Avenue, and I am president of Keokuk Economic Development. And I am also representing Lee County Economic Development, which is a pretty overwhelming task. Let me just kind of tell you from my perspective, because I understand I have visited with several people who echo what you echo, Tom, your concern about opening it up, and really in my own personal, I think in some other instances that may have been what we would have done. But let me tell you from my perspective what I saw over the last, say, 6 months. We had a lot of problems with the person that was let go as far as following direction and following the plan that had been set out by stakeholders. In the meantime, our board vice president, Joe Stile, stepped up and probably saved one, if not two, businesses coming to Keokuk because of his attention to detail, and I mean extreme attention to detail. So when we sat down at that board meeting where we talked, well, that wasn't the only board meeting. We had many, many board meetings where we discussed what are we to do. We've got somebody that's not following the plan. What are we to do? So it was the unanimous decision of our board to hire Joe Stile. Now, after that decision was made, That's when the backlash came, and that's okay, or the questions came, and that's okay. But we did research our bylaws, and you will read in your packet that we have an attorney, that we sought legal counsel, and our attorney has found that we did everything within our bylaws. Now, is it what everybody wanted? Obviously not. You know, obviously we disappointed people, and I have talked to the economic development about the potential to look at our hiring practices in the future. But I think the biggest thing right now, the biggest question right now is, did we stick within our bylaws? And the answer is yes. And do we think that the $50,000 from the city is extremely important? Yes. As a private person, volunteer, board member, who has put an extraordinary amount of time in Lee County Economic Development and this decision, you know, sometimes I, like City Council, I really just understand that you guys are kind of the experts at the decisions you have made because you've done your homework. I guess personally I would like some of that same consideration for myself and others on this board that we did a lot of homework before we made this decision, both in letting one go and hiring the other, and that's what we did. And I appreciate the comments afterwards, but I don't know what difference that would have made.
You know, we do our duty, and I think we do pretty good, and I think the council's very good. But we didn't say, okay, Susan, we want you to be our city administrator. We went out and got somebody who has a degree, has degrees, and has done this and has worked in other communities.
I understand.
And so I just, the proof's in the pudding, and I don't doubt that you abided by your bylaws, but that doesn't mean, you know, the proof's in the pudding, we'll see what happens. If things work out and it's great, fine, but if not, you know, I mean, it's up to council. I may be talking out of the wrong side of my mouth about whether the money, what happens to the money, but that's one of our big concerns.
Thank you.
Kathy, can I ask you something? You said you're on both economic groups.
Correct.
Do you have any insight as to why the county decided to divert their money to hire the expertise that Steve Bassini has brought that you didn't think was
necessary?
There was kind of an end run done there, and I don't probably want to go on record, but I would be happy to tell you afterwards, Mike, what that confusion was about.
Well, I'm not in agreement with that just personally because really muddies up the water as to who you're dealing with, and I'm not.
You're not. Tom's not talking about the dismissal of Steve Bassinius. Is that right, Tom?
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mike Clouser, 821 Eicher Street here in Keokuk. I know that there's been some worry that by the change in executive directors that some of the ongoing projects would be dropped, that the relationships wouldn't be there. And there's one really important one that's been personally real important to me, and that's steel castings. I wanted to read a text. And I wanted you to know first, you know, Brad and Annie have been very supportive. The people that are buying steel castings are trying to get it started. It'll be Mills Steel Castings, Mills Casting. I got a text tonight, and I just want to read it. Hi, Mike. We just received funding approval from our bank. We will... We will wrap up the deal and get on with making castings. So I asked if I could share that. He said, go ahead. I just told my steel castings team.
Sorry about that. I've talked to two other people who are hopefully working to develop businesses here in Keokuk. They said they're not going to deal with the current director.
I have a question. I've not been on the council very long compared to some of them. Could somebody give me the background of how Steve got the position? Was it the same way? Did it come up through the ranks, or was he hired? How was that position filled when he came?
Excuse me. There was a search. There was, I think, about four or five candidates that were pretty much in a region. It wasn't just like our local county. It was probably Des Moines to northern Iowa.
Regional area.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea. This is why I'm asking. I'm trying to catch up on some years on this stuff.
And I, you know, to go back, I can't really remember or tell you exactly how many were. If there was some that were local, I don't remember. I can remember four or five, but none of those were locals.
Question. Uh-huh. What is your response to what the mayor just said about a couple industries or potential industries not looking to work with?
I have no idea who that would be.
We talked about that in our meeting, and I indicated, and Joe's been trying, or Mr. Stiles been trying to contact this individual, and he's not. This guy called me and says, I'm not returning any calls from him. I don't want to work with him.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Yeah. If it's, and I'm not sure who it is. I don't want to mention names to that regard, but I can tell you that anybody that's got some potential out there, we've been talking to them, talking with them. letting them know that we're as supportive as we've ever been. We want to keep the channels of communication alive. I feel we've been doing extremely, obviously, castings has been a huge effort. Those communications have been 7 days a week, almost 24 hours. I mean, I feel our group has done a phenomenal job with it. They've stayed in touch and done everything possible. And I think the fruition that will show up on this, I would like to see some of our crew get some credit for that because they worked really hard.
Too, also, so you might share the credit with some other people.
Absolutely. I'm not...
Takes a team.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say, as being a member of the council, and you mentioned a stakeholder, we're very often, because of the nature of economic development, not fully brought in on the details of what's proceeding because you can't get it done if it all gets out. So, I'm more than happy to let you guys do your job and have confidence in you doing your job. But as the mayor stated, there is there's an appearance of impropriety that it looks like one person lost his job, and so you said, okay, let's kick out the guy that's doing the job and give it to him because he's on the board. And I'm, like I said, I don't know. I'm just talking about what the appearance is. And I think I have all the greatest respect for Joe and his, I think he's a great guy and a good banker. And I have great respect for Steve Bessenius and the contacts and the depth of knowledge that he has of the area and where we're trying to reach out. So I would hate to lose either one of those, but that's I'm just saying that the appearance of impropriety is, hey, he needs a job, he's on the board, he's a good guy, let's kick out the one and hire another. That's if it looks like that, if we're wrong, totally wrong, well then we're wrong, but we can't know that. And you guys do, and you're saying that that's not the way it went. But then you're making reference to all of these things that you've done over the last 4 to 5 years. Well, he was there the last 4 to 5 years. And so all of a sudden you're going to discount what he's done. And, it just doesn't, two and two usually make four. Okay.
Oh, I can appreciate the view that you have there. The reality is nothing in the workforce elements that have been done, nothing in Lee County, what do we call it, Lee 2.0?
Grow Lee
2.0. None of that was Steve. None of that was Steve. That has all been Dennis and Dana.
And our board.
And our board, working very, very hard. And the accomplishment that's been announced this evening, just now, I just read it a couple minutes before you saw it or heard it. And it does take a team, and there have been a lot of players to make good things happen in this county, but nobody's worked harder at that than Joe Style. Trust me, Joe has been working relentlessly 7 days a week, 15, 16 hours a day to get this thing put together. And a lot of the credit from our organization goes to Joe in terms of what's been accomplished.
Well, I hope that in hindsight, these conversations and questions that we asked as a council are recognized for what they are. They're very important for a private-public partnership.
I understand.
Everything we've asked here, we've asked because we have reason to ask. And I really think, again, in hindsight, what would have pleased me and maybe some others around the table is if there'd been a little thought to what the rest of us have in terms of ownership and sense of accomplishment with Lee County, which would have said, if we appointed an interim director, if that person were the qualified individual, they certainly could have held their own against a field of candidates.
I respect that.
And that would have probably served you better.
I understand what you're saying, fully, and appreciate the inputs. Again, it takes a team. And there's so many people involved in getting good things to happen that it's sometimes hard to keep everybody in the same loop. You know, it really is, because we have so many stakeholders. All of us do. We probably share most of those same stakeholders. So I think you can appreciate that. But trust me.
Well, there's a little trust deficit.
Yeah, I know. And we need to earn that trust. I think we will demonstrate. I think we have demonstrated, and I think we will continue to demonstrate our competencies in terms of economic development going forward. And I hope that, my hope is, and I would say with a great deal of certainty, that Lee County is going to be pleased with where we're going.
And thank you for sharing such good news with us tonight,
Bob. Well, I wish LEDCG the best that they can, and I hope, Joe, that you're successful and that we really go up. So thank you very much. Does anybody else have any other questions or any?
No, I really do appreciate y'all coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yes, we thank you, and just let you know that if we are blessed to have the 50, it will be very well spent, and it will be very well targeted, and you can come back and visit us in a year, and I guarantee you're going to be happy with it. Okay. Thank you.